Despite Japan's renewed economic downturn, it remains the most expensive country in the world. There may be some relief for consumers. Some American and European discount chains have opened outlets in Japan, hoping to introduce the Japanese to the world of discount shopping. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
One of the recent arrivals in Japan is Costco, the American chain of no-nonsense discount stores. The company's new store in suburban Tokyo is virtually an exact replica of its outlets in the U.S. Unfinished ceilings, steel girders, exposed concrete. It's not the kind of environment most Japanese shoppers are used to, but Costco Vice President Mike Sinegal says he decided not to hide the chain's bare-bones nature when choosing a Japanese word to describe the new store.
Many of the Japanese employees that we had said, no, Mike, please don't call it Soko or Sokoten because Soko really means warehouse. And my response was, absolutely, that's what we have. We have a warehouse.
A warehouse packed with industrial-sized quantities of everything from puppy chow to golf balls. Japanese shoppers plying the huge aisles seem a bit overwhelmed by the sheer scale of the Costco experience. This is, after all, a country that, out of necessity, has mastered the art of the compact. But Japanese consumers are drawn to Costco for the same reason as American shoppers. It's cheap, at least 50% cheaper than most Japanese stores. Ahiko Fujinoko, a software engineer, is on his third Costco expedition. He says he likes the freedom to roam the huge warehouse. It's like a big playpen, he says. But the jumbo, American-sized quantities do present a logistical problem. Everything is king size, he says, but we live in a small house. We've had to set aside one of the rooms to store everything we've bought. We call it the Costco room. Most Japanese stores are known for their polite, attentive service. At Japanese gas stations, for instance, a trio of attendants descend on your car like a pit crew at the Indy 500. But at Costco, sales help is scarce. Customers have to pay extra for such luxuries as shopping bags. Costco and other foreign retailers are banking on the belief that Japanese consumers, battered by a decade of economic stagnation, will be willing to forsake a bit of service for cheaper prices. Costco also keeps its prices down by buying directly from suppliers, bypassing the labyrinth of middlemen and wholesalers who inflate prices. Those middlemen are clearly worried about the arrival of the big discounters like Costco. So are Japan's 1 million mom-and-pop shops. Masanori Tokita's family has owned this liquor store since 1935. Bottles of Japanese sake and beer are lined up neatly on the tiny shelves. Although Tokita's prices are higher than at the big discount chains, he says he's not worried about losing customers.
We can't compete in the same league with these big discount stores, but we offer better service. For example, we will deliver even a single bottle of sake, and we do it more quickly than the big discount stores.
But this is not simply a case of big American discount chains versus Japanese mom-and-pop stores. Many Japanese retailers are themselves getting into the discount business. This store offers nothing but used clothing sold by the pound. Yes, by the pound. Customers make their selection, then clerks place the pile of clothes on a scale, weighing them like so many tomatoes and bananas. Most of the clientele are young Japanese on the prowl for a bargain. This is revolutionary, says 21-year-old Yuichiro Morishita. I've never seen anything like it. Japanese consumers, he says, care about quality and service, but they're just as price-sensitive as American or European shoppers. As he puts it, it's people's basic instinct to find a bargain. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.